up in there, big guy?
Fred, I don't know what's going on. I've been hearing it since I've been in Poser. I'm currently 10 minutes on my route to where I'm going, mobile.
QRM, there's idiots everywhere, and they walk amongst us.
I'm actually still kind of new to the Q codes. What does QRM stand for?
Missions.
Thank you for the information. I did not know that. I heard your call sign being thrown out.
Hey, Fred. I was just letting you get your information.
Yeah, I think we had somebody in there on Saturday that was trying to jam things up. But like I said, we just ignore it. Keep going.
Somebody doing the same kind of stuff Saturday. Yeah, I don't know why they think it's funny, but they do.
And that, if you really think about it, we're the 0.2%. We're very, very curious to each other, are we not? As you think about it, we're the 0.2%. We're very, very courteous to each other.
Listen, I really do try to be courteous to everybody on the radio. Matter of fact, you know, I'll talk to him just about anybody, including Patrick.
Now, I feel him go the other way. I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what was going on down here. I was actually in North Carolina this weekend. Had some weird, I guess you said, QRM. We had some of that going on up there. Obviously, nothing like this.
You do not have to go anywhere near the jet port today, do you?
No, I don't know exactly where that's at, so I'm not sure.
The Greenville-Spartanburg Airport along 85 there.
Today.
Thank your lucky stars, bud. Our second in command, the illustrious communist Vice President Harris, is coming into town today, and they have got 85 southbound completely shut down. From 101 all the way down to Lawrence Road. It is a cluster. I had to go from Lawrence Road all the way up to 101 before I could get off of 85 going north.
Fortunate, I don't have to get on 85 or anywhere really close to it at all during my route. And if I do have to, I find another way. I just avoid it.
Update, I'm currently on 85 northbound. Yeah, 85 south is like completely dead. And I think I just hit a slow spot near, if I remember correctly, this is Tillum Road.
The exit's down. You can't get off. Matter of fact, if you're headed north, you're not going to be able to get off until you hit 101.
Same exit as well?
Yes, sir, because it runs right past the end of the runway there.
Well, this is going to be wild then. I guess I might take my old route from my old job back to my home, or not really hometown, near my parents' town.
Any chance?
Go for it.
Hey, where's Harris coming in? Is she coming into downtown airport, or is she going into GSP?
GSP. I don't think she's on Air Force One. I don't think she's flying into 747. I'm not sure what they've got her on, but anyhow, it don't matter. They shut everything down at both ends and for, you know, a couple miles around. And by the way, if you're planning on getting off there at 101 at the far end of BMW, the traffic is backing up severely.
In the broom, that's what she's bringing into town today.
I expect up easily for a mile, maybe two. I'm currently just driving along, about to be underneath the Pelham Road Bridge, but thank you for the information. I'm going to go ahead and clear out. I'm hitting a weird spot. Some of my antenna in this area does not play well. KO4 NNH clear.
Roger that. It's Broomstick 2, I think, carrying the Vice President today, and I'm just passed over the interchanges on Woodruff Road, and they're getting ready to close those off, too, and there's people here with signs.
Like they have in the past, they won't even let people out onto the bridge. They'll close the bridge and the overpasses, and no one will be allowed on them.
What time does this great event take place?
shut it down for either 30 minutes or an hour before she arrives. And they open it up 15 minutes after she's gone. So, anyhow, it's just a logistical nightmare. And all so that she can come and tell everybody to get their COVID shot.
I don't know what to say. I'm glad I'm not downtown. That's all I can say.
Did you get your COVID shot?
Not. No plans to, let's put it that way. I'm not going to say I won't ever take it, but I have no plans to take it.
Latest is about as to what it's doing to younger people from about 28 to 17, don't you?
And I've noticed the death rate is climbing pretty drastically from it, though. Go ahead.
I got in a good spot, and I figured I heard you two talking. I wasn't trying to break in the conversation. But, yeah, they've got the 14 exit open. I'm actually taking it right now to try to get to Greer area.
Take it. Are you going to turn left at the bridge or right at the bridge?
Cross the bridge if they'll let me, but I guess there's only one way to find out. I'm going left.
Because 14 runs right by the end of the runway down there, if you get up there a little ways. The vaccines are causing cardiac problems in younger people. I'm not going to deal with it.
And I'm not going to say I will never take it, but I'm in no hurry. I've already had COVID. I've got the antibodies. I'm going to take my chances with that way, the natural, the way God intended it.
So, you've got the antibodies now, since you've had it, and they're saying, oh no, you still need the shot. You still got to get the shot. No, there's something wrong with that.
Now, with all the information coming out on everything else, there's just so much lies on both sides. I'm just going to wait till the dust settles, and then I'll make a decision.
There you go. Well, in the meantime, we'll get our encouragement today from the VP.
Listening to it, so ain't encouraging me for nothing.
I wonder if they're going to carry her comments on YFF.
Able to listen to it on 106.3 also.
That's right. That's not YFF. That's WORD, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
There used to be the U.S. Army. WFBC. Then it became WYRD, and then it's WORD. So, alphabet soup.
I keep up with call signs.
Just about. What do you think about it, Fred? Did you get to turn left? Cussing and fussing in the background back there. I hope it worked out for him.
Yeah, me too. Hey, did you get your bulb changed?
Yes, sir. Got that done. And now I got an air conditioning unit out in my office that I got to go take care of.
Always something with that big money.
Yeah, well, a lot of big money going out, too. But you know what? I know I'll be treated honest because I got N4MMW coming to take a look at it. That's Jimmy. Man, he's real good. I could recommend him anytime. And another fella, too, Dave. I'm brain dead. I can't remember Dave's call sign. KN4HKX. No, that's you. Oh, well, anyhow, I'll remember in a minute.
Up to a senior moment.
26 in October. I'm old.
I don't call anybody old because I feel like I'm old now. I know I'm not, but I sure feel like it.
here's this old boy at church, and he's like 93, and I mean he has done well, and he was sitting out in the vestibule just a few months ago, and he's sitting there, and he's like, I'm old. I'm feeling real old. I just thought, oh, you know, I'm just over the hill. I'm done. I'm just waiting to pass on. I said, Fred, does a pretty girl still turn your head when she walks by? He said, yeah. And you ain't old.
As old as you feel, but some days I feel a lot older than I really am.
What? I got out there Saturday, and I started about 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and I worked most of the day assembling that Mosley antenna. Whoo, baby. I didn't know that I could still withstand the heat out there like that. It got up to about 90. And I was out there on my end of my driveway at the garage. Thank goodness for a couple of those little sprinkles that came through and cooled everything off a little bit for a short term. But I got her assembled. And I got to get that thing up on top of my tower here in the next few days. I'm about to have a hissy to try it out.
To K2RCL, Russell, this weekend or today?
No, I hadn't. Why?
We're trying out the radio to see if we can make Simplex contact on 10 meter Saturday or Friday. I can't remember which. But he switched, while we were doing it, he switched over to 20 meter, and when he keyed up, it turned his mini splits on and off. So his wife has limited him to playing with the radio.
I tell you what, you know those little light switches where you just walk up and touch the cabinet at a hinge or something, and it'll turn your dining room china cabinet on, turn the light on? I got one of those, and man, I tell you what, it's hilarious. My wife knows when I'm transmitting out there in the she shed about 75 feet away, because the lights will, you know, it'll go dim, medium, bright, off, dim, medium, bright, and off.
W2 T-Mobile.
I bet she does, and she uses that to get on to you, too. Knows how long you've been down there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Both of you. And I'll tell you what's even worse on that, Steve, is if you're running CW and the lights do a continual flickering dance as you're transmitting, because your CW, you know, is a constant signal. So it sits there and flips through those things like a light show there, Steve. Over.
KN4WA. Yeah, so you've got some of those in your house?
I used to. Don't have them anymore. I quit buying lights like that. And my wife was the first one to tell me to get rid of the one we had that was doing that. We only had one. And she was right fast to tell me it's time for that light to go. And of course, the light was given to us. That's why it was even there. Otherwise, we'd have never bought one like that.
Real nice ceiling fan that has variable light intensity on it, and it works off of a remote control, and we've also got a lamp that does that same thing, and then we got the china cabinet, and I walk over and I turn the china cabinet on, so it'll already be on, and when I transmit, it'll go to the next step. But it's funny, the china cabinet will get up a little bit brighter, two of those will turn on, transmit again, and then china cabinet will get bright, the other two get a little brighter, and then china cabinet will turn off, and she laughs about it. She's the best. She's a good sport.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out of here. I'm going to have to run in another shop. And so this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, behave yourself today, buddy, and don't go near 85 or downtown. 73 and Rusty. So what else is going on?
Catch you later, Patrick. Be careful out there. And it sounds like you're working. Well, I went out, had to, went down to the county office building here in Spartanburg County today trying to find out some information about a building that was built on our church site, because we're planning to do some more building, but before we can, we've got to find out where the septic system is by this building, primarily the weeping field, so we don't build up, since by law you can't build on top of it. So, you know, it's one of those things, and turns out we had the building built in 83. The county didn't start keeping electronic records till 87, and they only keep them 10 years back. DHEC doesn't keep theirs but 5 years back. So now I've got to go pay, and 811, they don't come out and look for septic systems. They look for other utilities. So now I've got to find me a company to come out and find where my septic system is in the and the weeping field, so we can decide whether we're gonna where we're gonna build when we get ready to build the picnic area.
Listen to me.
Being chairman of the committee that's handling this has got to do all of the legwork, you know.
Yeah, that's the way it works there, Bubby.
People doing some of the work too. But that's all right, and I'll get it taken care of. Get to find out what kind of delays are on my road over here. They put up a sign here a couple weeks ago and said actually beginning on Saturday, the 12th, they were going to start being delays on my road as they were going to be doing work on it. Well, so, you know, these construction companies are not going to come in and start working on Saturday. That ain't going to happen. And I saw DOT people out running up down my road this morning, and on the other end of it, up the other side of 26 there, they've got a utility company, and they're putting in, they're setting back power poles a little further back from the road, things like that. And I don't know what they're doing, and I'm getting ready to go back from my end of the road and see what they're doing along here, and then I can figure out whether I've got to find another way to get in and out of my place for a while.
Part of that is they don't know what they're doing.
You're right about that, because they come through here about, oh, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they put up signs on my, they put up barriers on my road and said, local people only. And then down at the bridge just below my house, they put barricades across both sides of the bridge. And I thought that's when they were going to begin the work, you know, and do all the work. Well, the second day, they spent some crew was down there, and they spent 3.5 hours doing it. And then when they got through, they picked up all the barricades on both sides of the bridge, came up and picked up both the barricades up at my end of the road and on the other side where people would come across, and left. And I couldn't see what they'd done anything down there. And right now, I'm not seeing anything except where they put out all the flags alongside the road where they were marking where some utilities were here the other day.
What can you say, bud? Situation normal.
Yeah, yes, sir. It's a snafu, as they say. All right, well, I am pulling back into the yard here, and I'm going to go inside and brought me some lunch home, so I'm going to go eat something, and I'm going to make some breakfast and it wasn't very much. So I'm going to go eat me some lunch, and then I'm going to try to do some searching on the computer to find somebody who can give me a price for coming out and finding where my septic system is at church. Talk to you later, Steve. Be careful. KN4VWA, W2T73.
Take it easy. KN4VWA. Hey, KN4VWA. What's up, Bob?
Estimates.
Write down free on all of them. That way you can fit into the current social situation in government. You know?
Man.
Careful, they're going to start calling you a dirty, rotten capitalist. Show me the money, honey.
If you needed it, 6.5 feet going to be the right amount?
I'm going to drop that tower down in the morning and try to do it early in the morning before the heat gets in on me, and I'll have an accurate measurement about noon tomorrow.
I'll have to shoot me a text or call me or something, whatever.
Thanks, guy, and I do appreciate it. and I'm going to let you go. I got a little bit of lunch sitting in front of me, and I'm so hungry I got the hiccups. M. Bob, ND7J, K4VWA, I'm clear after your final.
We'll see you later, ND7J Mobile.